Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you pass through Killybegs in Donegal, you'll be familiar with the seafood shack, and the owner, Mairead Anderson, is with me on the line today. Mairead, why are you pulling down the shutters?
Oh, I'm pulling down the shutters because I was told on Monday that I would have to move my shack because to facilitate a bus stop that has to be built right where my shack is. And they've given me until the 22nd of May, so it's not an awful lot of time, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit taken aback by it.
Wednesday.
It's next Wednesday. So I have 9 staff hired at the moment. I have another 2 ready to come back after they finish their college exams. So I'm just under a little bit of pressure at the moment, just to sort of make sure that I keep everyone employed and I keep my business going, to be honest.
Just to explain to people, Mairead, who aren't familiar with the seafood shack, I obviously know it well, being from South Donegal, but it's... Yes. It's not just a chip van as such. It's more than that in terms of the structure that it is.
Well, this is it. So basically, there was always a pitch there, I suppose. There was always a trader there that was a fresh fish gentleman. And then it was sold on and a couple of people took over the business. And essentially what I did was I actually bought the trailer that sat there that was really dilapidated. I bought it off the last gentleman that owned it. Now, there hadn't been fresh fish sold from it for maybe about a year or maybe 2 years. So what I wanted to do, I had an idea to open it up and do crepes and coffees and actually just to add a bit of vibrancy to the town and obviously earn a living. And what ultimately happened was I put in a seafood shack. We thought, right, you know what? We're in a seafood town. We're in Killybegs. Why are we not doing fish and chips? And really, I opened it. It was a learning curve. It took me about 2 years to figure out, honestly, how to run it all properly. I'm 8 years there, and this is actually my 8th year. It's allowed us to actually even open up a restaurant in the town, which I'm really grateful for. And the restaurant, thankfully, is doing really well. In business in general, we're doing well. But where I'm situated, it's quite visible. So even people, let's say, now, again, I got a lot of attention at Maguire, different things, so I'm very lucky in that regard. But people, anyone that isn't aware of it, if you're driving through the town, if you look to the left, you're looking at all the lovely boats in the harbour, and my shack is situated basically right in the centre of the town.
It's right on the pier, basically, for anybody that's not familiar with it. And I know it is a tourism draw for the town from the kind of surrounding areas. Can the bus stop not be located somewhere else? Why does it have to be located in this particular exact position?
Yes. So this is why, again, changing world, and I'm always very aware of what's happening in the news and I understand things change. So what I got the call from the gentleman in charge of basically the roadworks in Donegal just before I opened the shack a few weeks ago, again, to say that he was going to be moving the shack. So I organised a meeting thinking, right, we'll walk around now and we'll look at other spots that are definitely going to be more suitable for this bus stop. But basically, there's what's happening at the moment is that the town has a massive regeneration project going on now. It's gone into its second year. But ultimately, because of the need for public transport going into more rural areas, let's say out the road, towards Kilcar, Carrick, Glencolum, Kill. What's happening at the moment is these larger buses can't seem to get up. So the bus stop, that's in the town, that's just below the Tara Hotel. It was used both sides. So it was used going towards Donegal Town and going the opposite direction. But the bus is now getting stuck, basically. And
it's a rural link bus, is it, Mairead?
It's exactly, it's a local link and it's vital.
A local link, I should say. Yeah, it is. And it provides an incredible service, no doubt about it. But it's you're not disputing the need for the bus.
No.
It's just, could the bus stop where it picks up the passengers in Killybegs not be located in a different area?
So my biggest gripe would be that when all the regeneration plans were, being put out and the local businesses were involved in it. And honestly, I thought, right, I really don't want to make a fuss. We're all in business. We're all doing our best to survive. I didn't say very much, but thankfully other business owners and local people did say, what about the seafood shack? And I was assured at the time by the designers or by the people involved that there was provisions being made for the seafood shack, that don't worry, there's a little seat. If you can look over there in the plans, I remember vividly looking at the plans thinking, oh, that's so lovely. Phew, I'm not going to lose my spot. So what's happened at the moment is that there's a footpath behind me and it has a bit of a it's hard to describe it, but it's jutting out basically a little bit further with a pointy kind of an end. So when I saw that happening last year, I thought, gosh, that's not really working very well for my shack where it's sitting. And I'm thinking, okay, they know what they're doing. They've looked at these plans. They know how important this is to everybody's livelihood.
We got on to the National Transport Authority, Martina, to see what the story is. And we've been told that the westbound bus, the stop in Killybegs, is moving to a new location. That's happening, as you said, at the end of this month. The new location has been approved by the local authority and will be served by local link services that operate via Killybegs. So have you any hope of getting this overturned or finding a new location?
Well, again, this is it. I was told I have to vacate the premise, the spot that I actually pay a license to be on. That's the only casual trading license in the centre of the town that I'm lucky enough to have. So ideally, I would love if they could either find me an alternative, I suppose, pitch. I'm not sure what the best, because, again, we left the meeting on Monday after having discussed all the different avenues, and they did assure me that they were going to look at alternatives now. But again, I'm not holding out much hope, honestly, at the moment. But this is why I have.
Well, for you, it's the loss of the business. I mean, you're effectively closing your business. Are there other buildings that you could perhaps rent short term? I know more as a fixed structure.
Yeah. So again, I bought a property up here on the main street. Again, we were very lucky that we're able. It's a vacant derelict property that I'm actually really excited to eventually renovate. I'm just not in a position to do it at the moment. It's just, it needs an awful lot of work, and we have to wait for fire plans to be approved. And we're doing it all, trying to do it all through the proper channels so we don't run up against anything. So ultimately, I never want to fall out with the county council about this. I need support. I need help. I need people to help me, public figures, to come on board and actually speak up for me and say, do you know what, this lady's running this business here who, and yes, there's other fabulous businesses in the town. I'm not saying I'm the only person here, but ultimately, again, my tourism hospitality background, I know how to deal with people coming to the town, and I'm happy to point them in the direction of all the local facilities. You know?
I know there is absolutely the push and the need to use public transport, but I suppose at the end of the day, people don't want to see businesses having to close down over the head of it either. That's Mairead Anderson there from the Seafood Shack in Killybegs. Lunchtime live at newstalk.com is the email if you want to get in touch or share your own story. Mairead, thank you for getting in touch with us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.